Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 11 of Voices from the Dark. My voice is a little sore right now, so I might be doing that every once in a while and clearing my throat. This episode features Mistaken Ideas number one. And if you've been following this podcast at all, you know that this is what I call a philosophical podcast, for lack of a better category name. It's about fallacies, and we'll get into why fallacies are important and what they do and how you could identify them, how you can use them. Well, if you want to be deceptive, we'll define the word fallacy as well. That's Mistaken Ideas number one that's in this episode. Some announcements, as usual. I've got four. Nothing too crazy. This is episode number 11, so episode 12 is coming up. That's a dozen. And I would like to perhaps have a party, maybe invite all my previous guests to have some drinks. Perhaps at the Black Lodge, because that was, I really liked that place. I thought it was, I've been there many times, you know, before episode 10, I had been there a few times. Seems like a good place to have a Voices from the Dark party. Number two, we're going to have more from the artist series. Excuse me. I've got more interviews coming up. A new show about politics, which I don't have too much information on because it's still in the planning stages. It's a podcast, or it's a series about socialism. It's not a debate, it's just a discussion, like an analysis and things like that. And it's tentatively called You Capitalist. You, comma, Capitalist. And of course, the I'll Be Right Back series will continue. Right now we're working on the theme Babysitter Horror, which is actually quite a deep sub-genre of horror. I think it's pretty good. Daniel the Chauffeur is the brains behind that, basically. What else? That's it. So, Mistaken Ideas, welcome. Today is, I have no idea what today is. Today's date is July 21st, 2018. Is that right? Yes. Mistaken Ideas. Two major goals for this series is, one is to be a sort of handbook, a guide, a reference, a resource for people who want to hear other people talk about these fallacies and the things that go along with the fallacies, debate, logic. You know, there's about a lot of things that are, you know, related to fallacies, politics even. So that's the first goal, the major goal. And to help people understand, to be like a handbook and help people understand, to be a platform, basically, for learning. And really, you know, I don't understand all of this stuff. I am not an expert, and I'll get more into that later. But, you know, this, so that leads me to the second goal, which is to learn, discuss, and share, you know, ideas and thoughts and experiences that are related to fallacies. So yeah, that's the two main goals, and obviously the other goals, I don't know why they're less important, they just are, I guess, is to get people involved, to use social media in such a way as to, you know, have these same conversations that we have on the podcast and make it like sort of a widespread conversation that's going, you know, being participated in through social media, through this podcast. And yeah, I guess that brings me to my guests. Who am I going to have on this show? Is it just going to be me? So I try to do everything, or if you've been following this podcast, Voices from the Dark, you know that I try to do everything in sort of a journalistic way, mostly because I'm not a journalist. So I have to, like, you know, structure it somehow. And the first question is usually who. So who is it? It's me. I'm going to be hosting this show. You know, if you like what I do in the other shows, you know, in the artist series and in the horror comparative horror film series, if you like what I do there and everything you've heard so far, then it's going to be pretty much like that. So if you like it and you like this idea of learning fallacies, it's for you. So that's another part of the who, right? And then my guests, I'm going to invite all kinds of people, just regular people, people I know here in Berlin, travelers perhaps. I always like the idea of, you know, snatching people for the podcast, you know, maybe off the street or wherever, from a bar, and they're just passing through the city and they're only going to be here for a couple of days. I think that's a great opportunity to get some different kind of perspectives. And only will the experts, so-called experts, if they call them that, themselves that, only they will need to show or to demonstrate credentials. Otherwise, I want to have open conversations with people who are not experts. I am not an expert myself, and that's a very important part of this show, is to understand that I am not presenting this as, you know, as me being an expert on this. And actually, it's the opposite. I am seeking sort of a education on this. You know, I don't understand everything, like I said before. So I'm trying to, and that's my goal. And I want to share that, which is the second goal, of course. But so what does that mean? Every episode has a fallacy. Basically, in this episode, I'm going to tell you what my favorite fallacy is after having read a portion of a book by a guy with a weird name I can't pronounce, Michael Wythe, Mastering Logical Fallacies. I recommend it just because it's, you know, written in such a way that, you know, it's easy to understand, layman's terms, if you will. And yes, yeah, so every episode will have a fallacy. Guests and audience, and the audience, you know, on social media, or if we get real sophisticated and have like call-ins and live episodes, which is a goal, but not necessarily something that I foresee is going to be needed so urgently. So that's what's going to be featured on there. And of course, like I said, you know, it's going to be a guide, and this guide is sort of a guide, like a code of conversation. Like, I'm trying to figure out a name for it. Code of conversation. Yeah. The dialogue code. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's tons of other names that are better than that. So in that guide, there'll be things that are falling into sort of a self-defense set, a set of self-defense categories, like avoid, escape, and then defend yourself. So it's like sort of a martial arts sort of Sun Tzu, you know, art of war type of thing, except much more, you know, user, you know, I want people to be engaged in this. I don't want it to just be like an expert saying like, oh, this is, so I think that the fact that I'm not an expert makes this very unique. I think that there's a lot of people out there that can, you know, who do podcasts that are basically just interviews and conversations. I think that they themselves are often experts or feel that they're experts, and they put out a certain point of view, which, you know, if you're listening to it, you kind of have to in some way accept it in order to listen to the whole thing. And that's not necessarily a problem, but this, I want this podcast to be different in so far as it is, you know, a place where people can come with ignorance and then leave with knowledge. I know it sounds kind of like hippy dippy, but yeah, that's my vision for this series. And yeah, this kind of thing is very difficult for me to do by myself. So, you know, this first episode is by myself and it's, you know, it's fine, but it's definitely easier for all the podcast wannabes like me out there. It's definitely easier when you have people working with you and co-host or just even a guest. So when is this stuff useful to us? Fallacies, right? It's like the definition on Wikipedia is a fallacy is the use of invalid or otherwise faulty reasoning or, in quotes, wrong moves in the construction of an argument. So that's the, you know, let's say a basic definition of a fallacy. So when is this going to be useful to you? I think that it's going to be useful to you every day and everywhere, because fallacies are everywhere. Just from reading the book that I'm reading right now and having looked at definitions of specific fallacies on Wikipedia and in other places on the internet, it's almost like every conversation that you have contains a fallacy. I feel like I've probably somehow committed a fallacy just by speaking on this podcast. Something I said along, you know, for the last 12 minutes, I believe it's 12 minutes and 19 seconds right now. So it's like, how many fallacies did I commit just now? And, you know, I think it's useful to identify or be able to identify fallacies. And this is not a new concept. Obviously, if you're a philosophy student or a mathematics student, this is going to sound quite naive. You know, it's like these fallacies are everywhere. And yeah, I mean, that's, if you can identify them, then you can avoid them. You can avoid making them yourself, and you can avoid speaking with people who like can't either or don't want to identify fallacies or to find a sort of logical conclusion to things. And I know that itself, what I just said there, is like bordering on fallacy. I mean, there's this one fallacy, but I'm not going to go into that. It's called, actually, well, that is my favorite one. It has many names. So I might as well get into that right now, since I sort of created a segue for it without even knowing it. This is called, okay, it's got many names, like I said. My favorite name for this fallacy is the fallacy of the horns. And it is pretty cool, actually, like from a fiction standpoint. In this book that I'm reading and all across the internet, you'll see examples of fallacies. And those actually are really fun because they can be humorous. And actually a lot of jokes depend on faulty reasoning, bad logic. There's a lot of examples like that, and I'll probably be talking about those in maybe hopefully in this episode and also in other episodes. The fallacy of the horns. It sounds diabolical, you know. It sounds, you know, if you're into that voodoo shit, then which I am, then you're gonna like that kind of thing. And actually, it's quite, I would say it's a quite common thing. There's the examples. that this guy gives and other people give are actually very, very humorous. So I'll just tell you one of them. And I don't know if this is copyright infringement, but yeah, maybe I'll just paraphrase. So I'm not going to read this straight from the book. So it is a guy, and he is talking to another guy, and that guy asks him, let's say John and Bill are talking. John asks Bill, have you stopped beating your wife? So this is a fallacy of the horns. This is the example. Because it requires, first of all, it requires a yes or no response. And regardless of whether Bill says yes or no, he is sort of implicitly accepting certain arguments. One, that he has a wife, and then second, that at some point he was beating her. So have you stopped beating your wife? You can't answer that question. And that's the fallacy of the horns. I like it because it seems like a very tricky thing that you can do to someone. I mean, if they fall for it, it's a little naive, but anyway, it's like horns can pin you down like the horns of a bull. If you get stuck by the horns of a bull, it's, you know, so fallacy of the horns. But then it's also called that because of an example from, and this is a Greek name, a Greek, you know, a contemporary of Plato. I'm not going to even try to pronounce this guy's name. Or maybe I should. Yeah. Yeah. Eubulides. I don't know. The Aristic. So Eubulides, the Aristic, said, you know, his question, his fallacy of the horns question, which is where we get the name fallacy of the horns, is have you lost your horns? So if you ask somebody, have you lost your horns, that's presupposing that, you know, you have horns. That you had horns and that you've lost them. And if you say no, then you imply that you still do. I mean, it's sort of, in some sense, it's what you might even call a trick question. Other names for this fallacy are the many questions fallacy or the loaded question fallacy. I like that. That's very clear when you call it the loaded question fallacy, it actually makes it a lot easier to understand what it's all about. And this is something that is probably used in law, if people are, I don't know, able to use this kind of trickery in law, I don't know, but like in a court, do people catch it all the time? And if they don't, does it, you know, take someone's life sentence away if they sort of were put away based on a fallacy? I don't know. This is all stuff that I want to talk about. So that's my favorite one so far. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, I guess I could go through a lot in one episode, but I feel like doing one per episode is quite sufficient. Yeah, if I had a guest here, I'd be asking them questions about, you know, what they think. But, you know, it's just me, so, you know, my brain is fried. So I don't know exactly what to contribute to myself here. But for sure, this topic of fallacies is super important. And I guess I should say something else about the character of this podcast. It's not supposed to be a political discussion, although some of the arguments could be political and we would look at them, but we would not be looking at them and getting passionate about them and defending them with our hearts. We would only anything. So I considered calling this podcast Devil's Advocate because it's sort of a way of, you know, speaking. It's the theme is sort of about the strategy of speaking, the skill of speaking and having conversations and just interacting. So I thought about calling it Devil's Advocate, and also for obvious reasons, I love anything to do with, you know, devils and demons and shit. So I thought it would be cool, but I think Mistaken Ideas is better. So just because, you know, that's what a fallacy is, and I don't know, I just like it. So back to what I was saying is that basically if we do discuss political arguments and break them down in terms of fallacies, like identify fallacies within these political arguments, we're going to do it in such a way where we're going to try to not get wrapped up in defending our beliefs, just looking sort of in some sort of way formally, even though there's, you know, I don't want to confuse formal fallacies and informal fallacies, but there's a lot of different ones and they fall under these two categories. But what I mean is just, you know, in a rigorous way, you know, I would like this to be a rigorous podcast, where, you know, I've taken a few pages of notes, but really what I think is going to be the benefit of this is this social interaction, because all of this information is on the internet, but when you, and it's in, you know, in books, but when you discuss things and you kind of learn collectively, I don't know, it's like being in a classroom, sort of miss that, you know. And this particular topic could help you in every area of your life: work, school, relationships, you know, platonic and romantic. Just also organizing your own thoughts. You know, that's one of the things that I want this to be for, is, like I said before, a handbook, but, you know, a handbook of organizing your thoughts and getting, because we all have opinions, we all have beliefs, and, you know, a lot of us don't even understand where that comes from. And when we discuss things, we don't know how wrong we are, because a lot of the time we're wrong and we just don't know it. And it's because, I mean, I don't want to get into the reasons why that is, why that is true, but basically, I can't remember who said this, but I agree with it. Maybe it was me. I don't think it was me who said, I don't believe 90% of what I think. And when I first heard that or thought it or whatever, I was like, this is obviously it's a fake precision fallacy, but it means that I take even my own beliefs with a grain of salt. I take my own comments and my own thoughts with a grain of salt. And I feel like this kind of thing, I don't know if it's natural or what, but I feel like a lot of people don't look at the world in terms of like questioning everything. And for obvious reasons, or some reasons that are obvious, you know, it's sort of impractical to question everything. But, you know, when you do, it's, I'm not saying it's easier, but when you do, you, and this is might sound elitist, but when you question everything, you can get a better understanding of things. I mean, some people just have a talent and they can understand something without any training, without any real time spent. Some of us have to, you know, wait until we're 40, like me. Well, I've had some experience with this stuff before, but yeah, I guess I don't really think this is going to be a full episode, which is sort of sad, but, you know, I thought coming into it that I was going to kind of go into more details about the fallacy of the day, over the week, I should say. But honestly, I think, you know, I would basically just be reading from these, from this book and from Wikipedia. So I think it's sort of interesting. It will be even more interesting to get people's opinions about this and even just hear what they say about the podcast in general. Maybe I'll have a guest that'll come on and be like, yeah, I came onto this podcast, was interested to see what it's about. It sounds like a stupid idea, but you know, I came along to check it out. I know that's sort of strange way of looking at your guest, but you never know. I would take a guest who, you know, is not like supporting the podcast. Why not? And yeah, the whole point is that it's supposed to be a platform and, you know, learning, sharing. So I've got this book here, Mastering Logical Fallacies by Michael Wythe. It's pretty well written. Saw a couple of mistakes in there, but, you know, just typographical errors. And then Wikipedia, from what I can tell, comparing Michael Wythe to these Wikipedia articles, it seems quite, you know, quite the same. Maybe he plagiarized. I don't know. I highly doubt it. Well, you never know at this point. And so I guess what specifically would this help you with? I said before that it could help with, you know, work, school, relationships. But it could also help you to be a better citizen. I mean, this could be like a public service. It's sort of like, how do you decide who to vote for? You know, and like, how do you decide which, you know, first of all, how do you decide which issues are actually worth your time? Because I would think that some issues are actually, you know, or let's say laws are being pushed or suggested based on fallacies. I mean, the marijuana law for sure was, you know, based on fallacies. So that shit went pretty far. I mean, spread all over the world. So who do you vote for? You know, what issues should you pay attention to? You know, which issues are actually issues? What's a smoke screen? You know, the thing about fallacies is that they can be deliberate or they can be accidental. And when they're accidental, it's not to say that they're less dangerous. When they're accidental, they're still dangerous. But when they're intentional, then you know that that person is trying to deceive you. And that's, you know, that's sort of a conversation about the nature of fallacy or the nature of, you know, yeah, fallacy in conversation. Like, who, you know, who's your enemy? Who's your friend? I mean, it's because if you catch someone trying to deceive you, but it sounds like they're on your side, now you have some new information. You know, you can identify threats. You can, I know that sounds very American, identify threat, neutralize it. But, you know, we all have limited time around here on this planet. And you don't want to be jumping into every single conversation and every debate. You have to kind of use all the skills and tools that you have to be as efficient as possible. And this is just one of them. This fallacy podcast is, yeah, I just want to help people to construct their arguments well and to see if they're making a mistake themselves or if they're, you know, interlocutors or whatever the word is, or if they're, you know, interlocutor is the only word that comes to my mind for this, you know, German thing, Ansprechpartner, which is, you know, basically means speaking partner, you know, if you break it down. Anyway, so I think I've covered everything that this podcast will be about. I'm going to define things. It's going to be like, I'm going to have like a list of sources. And this is a work in progress. It's not like each episode. And that's why I again decided to do this kind of free-formed episode. I have my notes in front of me, but it's really just free-formed. That's what I want it to be. I want this show to be a continuous thing. It's not intended to be comprehensive. It's not intended to be done at any time. It's infinite. And yeah, that's pretty much all I can say about, well, I guess I can talk a little bit about what the difference between formal and informal fallacies are. So when you think of formal, think of like formal wear, right? It looks fancy, right? So that's with all these symbols like P, then Q, if A, B, blah, 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 all these, you know, symbols and, yeah, basically symbols of logic. It's like a system of logic. So like you can think of it as like looking mathy or mathematical. And then informal is just, you know, mistaken ideas. Basically, when somebody's got a faulty argument. And yeah, there's a relationship between informal fallacies and formal fallacies. Like you can have a informal fallacy that is logic, that is invalid. You can have an informal fallacy that is invalid, but at the same time it's formal, it's formally valid. You know, this is like stuff you can see on Wikipedia and in the book Mastering Logical Fallacies. I would also like this to be a dictionary, because there's a lot of words that come in handy when you're talking about thinking. And so, which brings me to, I guess, another point is that, yeah, it's like I would like to create a dictionary through this podcast. And basically, identify, I guess, and sort of codify, and more codes. I love codes. Identify and codify a language that kind of behooves its user. So it's useful to its user. And, you know, as I've said many times, most of my podcasts are sort of selfish, and they come from a selfish place where I'm seeking something and I use this podcast to achieve it. So I want to talk to people about film. I create a podcast about artists and talk to filmmakers. I want to talk about philosophy and I want to talk about language. I'm going to make a podcast about it. So as I always say on this podcast, if you are a burgeoning, aspiring, wannabe podcaster, let me know. I'll help you out. I've got my style, but we can do other styles and we can get other people involved. And if anybody wants to get involved with Voices from the Dark, just visit bornfromthedark.com. That's the main website of basically, you know, the parent, let's call it the parent company of Voices from the Dark. Born from the Dark. Everything's dark. It's very, yeah, a lot of darkness. So let's just say that this fallacy podcast could be really good, could be a really good resource. And, you know, this stuff is not difficult to pull off, but it's definitely time consuming. And the more people involved, the better. So, and you know, and the quality will get better with more people involved. Well, at least theoretically. So, yeah, I would just like to invite everybody to kind of comment on the post that features this episode, which will be coming out today. I already forgot what today is, but the 21st of July. So, yeah, you can just start talking. I'll try to get people to be on the show who want to talk about this kind of thing, and also get the people out in social media world involved, and maybe some other real people, maybe even get a live audience, like two people, you know, two-person live audience. Got to start somewhere, basically. Yeah, so just wanted to reiterate some of the announcements from the beginning before we end this ultra-short episode, episode 11, Mistaken Ideas number 1. The Dirty Dozen party is coming up sometime before or after or during episode 12. So look out for the Dirty Dozen party. I'm going to try to organize that, get people drunk. More is coming from the Artist Series, the podcast about socialism called You Capitalist. And I'll Be Right Back, the comparative horror film series from Voices from the Dark. In the next episode of Mistaken Ideas, so in Mistaken Ideas number 2, I'm gonna have a guest on, and we're gonna have another fallacy to talk about today. As they say on Sesame Street, that I watch with my son now, I also did when I was a child, but anyway, this episode has been brought to you by the fallacy of the horns. So each episode will be brought to you by some fallacy or other. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to kind of get more ideas about, I mean, I could give you more examples, but I think you get it. The fallacy of the horns is a loaded question fallacy. So again, the fallacy of the horns is a loaded question which requires its answerer to accept several arguments that they don't want to accept, or they may not want to accept, especially if they're not true. So if somebody asks you, have you stopped beating your wife? If you say yes, then that implies that you once did and that you have a wife. If you say no, it means that you're still beating your wife and you have a wife. And yeah, so I guess I should tell you how to get out of that. You basically, the way you defend yourself from the fallacy of the horns, if I can remember what the book says, you basically have to attack the premises. So you have to say, why do you suppose that I have a wife, and why do you suppose that I beat her? Same thing with the horns question. Did you lose your horns, or whatever that question was from the contemporary of Plato? Did you lose your horns? You basically say, what makes you think I've had horns? Something like that. So you basically attack the premises, even though they're sort of implicit premises. And I guess I should define that. An implicit argument is an argument that is contained within the actual argument, but is not explicit, is not said straight out. So you have, it's implied, basically. So the implication in the fallacy of the horns, have you stopped beating your wife? The implication is that you have a wife and that you had been beating her at some point. So those are two implicit arguments within that question. And so in order to answer the question, you sort of have to accept those arguments, and you may not want to if they're not true. So an explicit argument would be something like, well, it would definitely be a statement, I guess, because it would have to be said outright. So an explicit argument would be, you are beating your wife, when will you stop? Something like that. So the you are beating your wife part is an explicit argument. So it's much easier to, you know, answer or to, you know, contest something like that because it's out in the open. So you can think of implicit as being hidden and explicit as being out in the open. And there's a lot of this vocabulary that we, you know, like I said, I want to codify it. And as I get through more books on the subject, it will be easier to, you know, create a dictionary and, you know, even a community where people are talking about this language, this, you know, language of logic, or this language of, or just, you know, fallacious, if that's the right word, fallacious language. Language that is riddled with fallacies, which is basically, you know, everyone is committing fallacies all the time. So, you know, I just wanted to reiterate that this episode is for people who want to share their knowledge about fallacies, for people who want to gain knowledge about fallacies, people who want to hear discussion on fallacies and learn from you know, conversation and expand their minds. So this is sort of like a hippy dippy sort of philosophical series, which is, I think it's going to be great. So it's going to be like this, going to be rambling, but at some point we need to get things down and codified, because that's the value. That's the value of this podcast, is getting everything down so that somebody can say, where did you hear this? Well, I heard it on Voices from the Dark. And then you can check out the whole list of terms and fallacies and basically everything on the website. So I really hope to hear from everybody. I know that this episode was not the most interesting, especially since I'm alone and I have a little cough. But even so, I hope that you enjoyed this little introduction. I hope you enjoyed the fallacy of the horns. Maybe if you get to this point, or if you just randomly, I mean, it doesn't matter if I tell you to do it or not, you'll do it, right? Or you won't. Leave some comments in the comment section of, you know, the website, or on social media, Facebook, Twitter. Let me know what you think about the fallacy of the horns. Maybe suggest what the next fallacy should be. Let's get this shit moving, people. Stop being so lazy. Thanks for listening to episode 11 of Voices from the Dark, Mistaken Ideas number 1. See you next time.